Israel has warned Turkey that its planned expansion of military forces in Syria crossed a red line, and said the warning was followed by Israeli strikes on a Syrian airbase near Aleppo. Israeli ambassador Yechiel later said the action came after intelligence showed Turkey was preparing a major military move that Israel viewed as a serious breach of existing understandings. A red line was crossed, later told the Jerusalem Post, while stressing that Israel was not seeking a wider war with Turkey or Syria. Israel struck the Abu al-Duhur airbase near Aleppo on Tuesday after what later described as warnings over Turkey's planned move were not heeded. Syrian officials said the airfield was hit in at least 8 strikes. Satellite images later showed damage to the runways, according to the Jerusalem Post. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu also issued a short warning after the strikes. Israel made the message clear, "Don't." Later said Israel had received clear intelligence that Turkey planned to expand its military presence in Syria. He said the alleged move broke understandings reached during the Biden administration that had kept the situation in Syria largely frozen. Those who needed to know what was coming knew, later said, adding that Israel had made clear the move would violate the understandings. Later said those understandings were reaffirmed during a meeting in Paris in January 2026. The meeting included Syrian, US, and Israeli officials, according to the Jerusalem Post. Later said Israel currently controls about 78 square miles in Syria as part of a security zone. He contrasted that with what he described as Turkey's military presence across about 3,500 square miles in northern Syria, or roughly 5% of Syria's territory. "The freeze means that just as the Turks don't move, neither do we, and they don't force us to withdraw," later said. Israel says the Turkish expansion would change that balance and create a new security problem. Despite the latest strikes, later said Israel believes the Syrian government does not want a direct conflict with Israel. "It is clear to us that the Syrians do not want a confrontation with us," he said. Later also claimed that Turkey's planned move may have been imposed on Syria rather than requested by Damascus. He pointed to conflicting statements after the Israeli strike. Syrian Foreign Minister Assad al-Shaybani acknowledged that a Turkish delegation had visited Syria days before the strike, while Turkish officials denied it. Later said Israel was willing to restart direct talks with Syria if conditions allowed. "The negotiations can be renewed. We want to continue the face-to-face dialogue that we previously held with the Syrians," he said. He also said Israel remained open to dialogue with Turkey, but sharply criticized statements by Turkish leaders. Later cited Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's repeated criticism of Israel and Foreign Minister Hakan Fidan's statement that Israel is a stain on humanity. He also accused Turkey of hosting Hamas leaders and supporting Hamas and Hezbollah, claims that Ankara has disputed in broader regional disputes. "Under the current circumstances, Turkey cannot be a force that helps calm the region," later said. Stay informed on all the latest news, real-time breaking news updates, and follow all the important headlines in India News and World News on Zee News.